Good morning, podcast. I'm Chef Ben, and this is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And before we jump into today's episode, I just want to apologize for not having an episode yesterday. I was having some technical difficulties on my end, and in all honesty, I just got frustrated and said, screw it. And so I didn't do a post yesterday. I apologize. But obviously, I'm back today, and I also wanted to say, I hope that all of my American listeners had a fantastic 4th of July. All right, let's get to it. Potato salad is one of those ubiquitous barbecue and potluck sides that everyone makes, and somehow everyone thinks they make the best version of. But if we're being honest, a lot of versions of potato salad are completely terrible. And all too often, it just tastes like mayonnaise with a bit of raw onion and potato mixed in. Not very appetizing. But today we're going to talk in depth about what makes a good potato salad and what makes a bad one. Why? Because it's time that we put an end to this mediocrity that has been plaguing potlucks and backyard barbecues for far too long. This is everything I know about potato salad. Now, just to clarify before we get into this, I'm only talking about traditional North American style potato salad today. I will do eventually a post about French and German and other versions of potato salad. But again, today we're just talking about North American potato salad. The do's and don'ts of potato salad. When making potato salad, there are a handful of things that people often get wrong and also a handful of things that people often get right. Let's take a look. So arguably, the most important part of a potato salad is the potato. All too often, people will use a variety of potato that is watery or mealy. These have a tendency to become waterlogged if overcooked at all. They also fall apart easily, leaving you with a bowl of mashed potato salad, which most people don't want. Generally, a waxy variety of potato is best for potato salad. Potatoes like Yukon Gold, Fingerlings, New Potatoes, or Red Bliss are all examples of this. All of these hold their shape well when cooked, and this gives texture and body to the potato salad. Should there be eggs in a potato salad? In all honesty, this comes down to taste rather than right or wrong. I think yes, but that's because I really like eggs. I find that they add a nice textural change to the potato salad. Also, the yolk, even when hard-boiled, can help to thicken the sauce. Onions. Now, if you generally add chopped white or red onion to your potato salad, that's fine, but maybe mix it up once in a while. Chopped green onions or chives make a great addition to any potato salad. Their flavor is more mellow than white or red onion, and so they have less of a tendency to overpower the other ingredients in the salad. Now, if you do choose to add red or white onion to your potato salad, dice them as fine as you can. This will lower their impact and make for a more pleasant eating experience. Adding fresh herbs to your potato salad is an easy and delicious way to elevate it a little bit. A little parsley, dill, even tarragon and mint can go a long way. This simple act of adding a few chopped herbs will have such a massive impact on the overall flavor of the salad. I'm serious. You won't believe the difference a few herbs can make. Bacon. Should you put bacon in a potato salad? It depends. Now, I am absolutely not opposed to putting bacon in a potato salad as long as it's done for the right reason. Are you putting bacon in the salad because it adds a smoky, salty element that the salad is missing? Does it add a little crunch that would add to the textural experience? Does it add to the nuance of the potato salad? Or are you adding bacon to the salad because it's bacon and bacon is supposed to make everything better? Over the past decade or so, there has been a trend to add bacon to everything. You've heard that bacon makes everything better, right? Wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. I love bacon. What I don't love is adding unnecessary ingredients to dishes just for the sake of adding them. Also, adding bacon to a mediocre potato salad does not make it better. It just makes it a mediocre potato salad with bacon in it. Use bacon when it adds to the potato salad. Not just because it's bacon. Peas. I really like adding peas to potato salad. This is partially because my mother always did, and partially because I love peas. Should they be in every potato salad? No. I usually only use them when I'm recreating my mother's potato salad, or if I'm making a version that has mint or dill in it. Peas go really well with both of these flavors. I do find that peas add a nice fresh sweetness to the salad. It is just very important that if you're going to use peas, not to overcook them. When done right, they add a vibrant green color with a fresh, sweet flavor that pops in your mouth. When done wrong, they add a grayish green color and bland flavor along with a mushy texture. Like bacon, add peas when it makes sense, not just because they're peas. The sauce. If the potatoes are the most important part of the potato salad, the sauce comes in at a very close second. There are many variations on potato salad dressing. Mine changes, as I'm sure yours does, based on the other ingredients present in the salad, but mostly I use mayonnaise as a base. Sometimes vinegar or mustard as the base as well, but most often it is mayo. I will often take, let's say, half a cup of mayonnaise and add 1 tablespoon of mustard. This could be regular yellow mustard, Dijon, or grainy mustard. I add 1 to 2 tablespoons of vinegar. This can be red or white wine vinegar, white distilled vinegar, sherry vinegar, or even cider vinegar. And I add 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar or honey, and I finish it with a little paprika, either smoked or sweet. I taste and adjust the seasoning as needed with salt and pepper, and I add that to the salad. I just remember that I will often also add a couple of chopped gherkins or other pickles to the sauce as well. It adds a nice crunch and a nice flavor, you know, it does. Potato salad. So I'm not going to give you an actual recipe for this because you don't need one. But here is a rough idea. Boil about 1 pound of waxy potatoes. Let cool. Dice the potatoes and combine with a couple of hard-boiled eggs, chopped green onions, 1 to 2 tablespoons of fresh, teaspoons, excuse me, of fresh chopped dill, 1 to 2 teaspoons of chopped fresh parsley, 1 to 2 chopped gherkins, and add in some just boiled and cooked peas along with the dressing I described above. Done and done. Conclusion. Now, I know that someone out there is going to message me and say that they've been making their potato salad the same way for 30 years and they've never had a complaint, so they aren't going to change, and why should they? My response to that is don't. Don't change. No matter what I say in this post, in these posts, I'm never trying to tell you what you have to do or even should do. I'm simply trying to suggest an alternative way to do things, one based in almost 20 years of professional cooking experience. Take what you want from this and leave the rest behind. That's up to you. But if you are that person who hasn't changed their potato salad recipe once in 30 years, maybe it's time to give something new a chance. At least now you have a few ideas if you do want to. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and this has been everything I know about potato salad. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I will obviously be back on Monday because it's the weekend. That's it. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. And of course, you can like and subscribe to the podcast. You could rate it, tell your friends about it, do whatever you'd like. I always appreciate it, and I always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody.